More emergency homelessness aid for cities and counties, and a new focus for money intended to spur housing growth. Those are two headlines from California Governor Gavin Newsom's updated $213 billion budget proposal released yesterday. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler has more.
Newsom took great pains to acknowledge two crises facing California, homelessness.
It is a stain on the state of California.
And housing.
We only built 77,000 housing units last year, which is deplorable.
So the governor wants to redirect funding to roads, water, and sewage at infill development sites where housing can't be built until that infrastructure is paid for. And he's proposing an increase in emergency homelessness aid for cities and counties, but only if they work together to craft regional plans. Overall, Newsom is projecting a $21 billion budget surplus and $30 billion in reserves, a far cry from the budget crises of the past.
We are in a very different place, but it's not good enough.
A recession, he says, would create a $40 billion budget hole. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
There was response to the budget update from Inland Empire legislators. Riverside Democratic State Senator Richard Roth applauded the governor's commitment to the highest ever spending on education in California. And Menifee Republican State Senator Mike Morrell expressed disbelief that with a $21 billion budget surplus, there were no proposals for tax relief.